This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that India is emerging as a global leader in space aviation convergence. Addressing the International Air Transport Association, IATA's 81st Annual General Meeting and Plenary Session of World Air Transport Summit at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister remarked that civil aviation sector has witnessed historic advancements over the past decade, which are well recognized.
ये कार्यक्रम चार दशक बाद भारत में हो रहा है इन चार दशकों में भारत में बहुत कुछ बदल चुका है आज का भारत पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आत्मविश्वास से भरा हुआ है ग्लोबल एविएशन इकोसिस्टम में हम न केवल एक विशाल मार्केट है बल्कि पॉलिसी लीडरशिप इनोवेशन और इंक्लूसिव डेवलपमेंट के प्रतीक भी हैं
Mr. Modi said that the success of the Udaan scheme is a golden chapter in the Indian civil aviation, and now India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market. Speaking on the occasion, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said that the government is committed to develop 50 more airports in the next 5 years in the country. The International Air Transport Association event, which commenced on Sunday, will culminate today. India and Paraguay have decided to further strengthen their ties in sectors like clean energy, green hydrogen and biofuels. The decision was taken during the delegation-level talks held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Palacios is on a three-day visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu has appreciated Paraguay for its continued support of India's position on matters of global importance, including at multilateral forums such as the United Nations, welcoming President Santiago Peña Palacios of Paraguay at Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Murmu said that relations between India and Paraguay have been cordial and friendly. She thanked the government of Paraguay for its firm condemnation of terror and its message of solidarity following the heinous terrorist attack in Pahalgam. During the meeting, the two leaders agreed that there is immense potential to further deepen the ties. They expressed confidence that this visit will help strengthen the relations and open new areas for engagement. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, has postponed the NEET PG 2025 examination, which was earlier scheduled for 15th of this month. Complying with the Supreme Court order, NBEMS has decided to conduct NEET PG 2025 in a single shift. The board has said that the examination has been postponed to arrange for more test centres and required infrastructure. It added that the revised date for conducting NEET PG will be notified shortly. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. A report.
On paper, both teams are equally poised in batting and bowling. Punjab boasts a top-heavy batting lineup with the likes of uncapped duo Priyansh Arya and Prab Simran Singh, supported by experienced campaigners Josh Inglis, Shreyas Iyer, Nihal Vadera, Shashank Singh and Marcus Stoinis. On the other hand, Royal Challengers Bengaluru banked on the seasoned opening pair of Virat Kohli and Phil Salt, backed by a strong lineup of batters including captain Rajat Patidar, Liam Livingston and Jitesh Sharma. As the tournament reaches its culmination, one can hope for a pulsating encounter between the two best sides of the season. It has been a long wait for both sides to reach the final of the cash-rich league. With Divakar's report, Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
Polling is underway in South Korea to elect a new president to succeed conservative Yoon Suk-yeol, who was ousted over his brief but shocking imposition of martial law. The winner will be sworn in as president tomorrow without the typical 2-month transition period. And that is the end of this news bulletin.